Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Welcome back. It seems that almost every day somebody tells me that they're traveling to Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, the transportation is simpler, easier today after several years of difficult travel to Eretz Yisrael and complications during COVID of going back and forth. People, Baruch Hashem, are storming Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, visiting Makom HaMikdash. And the question that has been posed multiple times is there a chiyuv, is there a requirement to tear kriya upon seeing the Kosal Maravi? I'd like to address that question and talk about that, especially in light of coming off of Asar B'Teves. People often think that, you know, the fast is behind us and we'll wait till the next fast or to think about Churban Beis HaMikdash. But the truth is, as the Shulchan Aruch enumerates in Paskins in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Samech, we always have halachas of Zeche L'Churban. From the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Gemara says in Baba Basra Daf Samech, that the Chacham Shabbos Osador were Masakein, established and made enactments in order to make sure that we commemorate the fact that there is one Beis HaMikdash. In a home, we leave behind an Amal Ama Kenegra Pesach below Sid. We leave behind the space, a little area that's not plastered, that's not painted by the front of the house, by the door, to remember that the home isn't exactly perfect, it's not established, and it's not the way it should be. At a chasna, at a wedding, a chasan has a little bit of afer, makla, he has some ashes placed upon his head. Same thing is true, we break the glass at the chuppah also to remind us. And the Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Siman Tav Kuf Samech, Kol Eilu Hadvarm Kedei Lizkor Es Yerushalayim, Shenemer Memeshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Imimi, Im Lo Ales Yerushalayim Mor Simchasi. We always have to remember, we always have to recall, we always have to commemorate. We always need to think about Yerushalayim. The Churban, the destruction, is not just limited to Asar B'Teves, to Shivas B'Tammuz, to Tisha B'Av, to Tzom Gedalia. But really we have to be thinking about the Beis HaMikdash daily, regularly, weekly, monthly, and not just wait for those specific days in the calendar. And those are the halachas enumerated in Aruch Chaim in Siman Tav Kuf Samech. However, in Siman Tav Kuf Samech Aleph, there's an added level of remembering Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that's specifically in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. And that's the halacha of Haroeh Arei Yehud of Yerushalayim VaMikdash B'Churbanan. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, and you're traveling toward Yerushalayim, and you see Arei Yehuda, you see Yerushalayim, and you see the Makom HaMikdash Nechrav, destroyed, barren, a wasteland, without a Beis HaMikdash, we have a chi of kriya, there's a chi of to tear kriya upon, number one, seeing Arei Yehuda, the villages, the cities around Yerushalayim, which are referred to as Arei Yehuda, number one. Number two is seeing Yerushalayim destroyed, and number three, seeing the Makom HaMikdash destroyed as well. However, as is pointed out in two svarim that I will lean on and rely on for these set of halachas, number one is the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky, the author of the well-known Luach in Eretz Yisrael, is a classic work called the Luach Eretz Yisrael, and in Simin Chav Beis, which he dedicates to halachas of Kriya, one place that's critical and a very important source of the halachas outside of Simin Tav Kuf Samech Aleph and the Mishnah Berurah. The second is a sefer called Kuntros Acher Kosleinu, authored by Rav Saraya Dablitsky Zichron Lavracha, also enumerating and listing, mentioning, sourcing the halachas that are relevant to today. And indeed, in the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, Rab Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky writes that today it's not applicable, and the halacha does not apply to tearing kriya on Arei Yehuda. So if you're traveling from the airport from Lod to Eretz Yisrael into Yerushalayim, and you see Arei Yehuda, you see the cities of Yehuda which are Bichurbanam, there is no chi of kriya. Why? So Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky writes in Simen Chav Beis Sef Aleph V'Yitachin Shzeu Mishnei Taimim. There are two reasons why that's not required. Chada, ki Arei Yehuda Einan Yiduas Kiyam Gvulasem. We really don't know the boundaries of Arei Yehuda today. We don't know exactly what cities, which areas, which space, and what the configuration of Arei Yehuda is. Number one, v'gamos anayaris hayiduas Arei Yehuda lo yaduam hem b'mukamim. We don't even know if they're exactly where they're supposed to be. Thus, that's reason number one that Rav Tukachinsky explains that there's no chi of kriya on Arei Yehuda. Shenis, bizmanenu shabam lushlai mitzad marav, lo mitzad darom. In Pogim Yerushalayim Bar Yehuda, we don't bump into Ar Yehuda before first seeing Yerushalayim. And once you tear Kriya on Yerushalayim, at that point there is no Chi of Kriya on Ar Yehuda. There's a Chi of Kriya going up in chronological order from Ar Yehuda to Yerushalayim to Beitz HaMikdash. But once you've torn Kriya for Yerushalayim, there no longer is a Chi of Kriya on Ar Yehuda. So therefore it's clear, uncontested, and all the poskim quote the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, Rechil Michal Tukachinsky, there is no Chi of Kriya, there's no requirement to tear Kriya today on Ar Yehuda. What about Yerushalayim? When you enter and you see the old city of Yerushalayim, we're not talking about the new city, we're talking about the old city of Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim Bein HaChomos, the walled city of Yerushalayim. Shulchan Aruch also states, Paskins, based upon the Gemara, that there's also a Chi of Kriya on Yerushalayim Bechurbana, the destroyed city of Yerushalayim, there's also a Chi of to tear Kriya on that. That, says Rechil Michal Tukachinsky, as well as Rav Sri the Blitzky in the Sefer Acha Koslenu, that there is a Chiyuv. Now, Rav Sri the Blitzky points out in the end of his Kuntras, in a Hosafa, that although in the Sefer itself he wrote that there is no Chiyuv Kriya on Yerushalayim today, Nizbar Shein Hadavar Kein LaHalacha, he corrects that. And in a footnote in the Hosafa mentions that today there still is a Chiyuv of Kriya when you see the old city of Yerushalayim. Kevan shadavar notem ma'od shekol zman shlo nivne hamikdash hareze nikra gam churban legab Yerushalayim. So long as the Beis HaMikdash is not built, it's as if Yerushalayim, the city, is also not built up enough. Ukmo shlo moel shilton Yehudei legab Mikdash, and just like the fact that there is a government, that there's an established Jewish state, is not enough to say that there is no chi of kriya on the Beis HaMikdash, kmo kein eino moel legab Yerushalayim. The same thing is true when it comes to the old city of Yerushalayim. We look at the Beis HaMikdash. If there is no Beis HaMikdash, there still is a chi of kriya on Yerushalayim. Vein de domel Ar Yehuda, he says. And this is not the same as Ar Yehuda. Another reason why you don't have to tear a Kriya on Ar Yehuda, because the city is built up. Al kein meharoi lahachmir v'lekrol Yerushalayim bof miuchad. Therefore, says Rechil Michal Tukachinsky, as well as Rav Sri Dablitsky, there's a chi of Kriya on Yerushalayim. This is also psak of Rav Ozhner and Sheva Talevi, who says in Chelek Zayin, that there is also a Chi of Kriya on Yerushalayim proper. Indeed, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that there is no Chi of Kriya on Yerushalayim, and he paskins in Chelek Dalet or Achaim Simen Ayin Os Yud Aleph that there is no Chi of Kriya on Yerushalayim itself. So thus we have a machlokas, a poskim, whether or not you needed to tear separately upon seeing the old city of Yerushalayim. However, what is uncontested is that Al Makom HaMikdash, the place where the Beis HaMikdash stood, there absolutely is a Chi of Kriya. And indeed, Rav Ozner, the very same Chuvan Sheva Talevi, Chelek Zayin, Simen Ayin Ches, writes, U'mashem minhag ha'olam mishamten afilu mechi of Kriya Al Makom HaMikdash, v'osin tachbulos shonos lifatim izeh, that which people find excuses and don't tear Kriya when they reach Makom HaMikdash, the Makom where the Beis HaMikdash stood, Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. That's not the ancient custom. So those who make excuses and find ways to get out of tearing Kriya when they reach the Kosel HaMaravi, says Rav Ozner, that is not the old custom, and therefore Kriya must be torn. Indeed, in his Hakadama, Rav Sri Dablitsky to his Kuntras Achra Koslena writes that the reason that he wrote his monograph regarding the halachas of Kriya Al Makom Mikdash in 1967, when the Kosel again belonged in the hands of Yisrael, Lav Kule Alma Dini Gmiri. Not everybody's familiar with these halachas. Until 1967, wasn't so easy. And it was almost impossible for many, many decades to get to the Kosel Maravi. So therefore the halachas were forgotten. But in 1967, as a result of the great miracle and the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allowed us to return to the old city and to see and to daven by the Kosel Maravi again, he writes that he has the opportunity and the chiyuv to remind and to teach people how to tear Kriya upon reaching the Kosel. Ubefrat, he writes specifically, Shein Rabbi Natan She Chutzlarts Shelo Noga B'dinim Eilam Yolam. There are many people visiting Eretz Yisrael from Chutzlarts, from the diaspora, from the Golas that don't know the halachas. V'chein Nesardnu Po Rov Adinim Ashayachim L'Kosa Maravi V'Kedushas HaMikdash Rekriya. And therefore he writes that that is why he spent time organizing this monograph, this kuntres, this small sefer to educate and to teach people the proper halachas of how to tear kriya when they reach the Makom HaMikdash. So even though when it comes to Ari Yehuda, there is no chi of kriya for the reasons of Tukachinsky enumerates. And when it comes to tearing kriya in the old city of Yerushalayim, it's a machlokas aposkin. But as we see now, when it gets to the Makom HaMikdash, there's absolutely a chi of kriya. But what is Makom HaMikdash? What do we consider to be the place of the Beis HaMikdash? Where is there a Chi of Kriya? So if Tuchkachinsky again, in Sefer Eretz Yisrael, Simen Chav Beis Siv Zayin, writes that there are three different definitions for Makom HaMikdash. Lefi Muskal HaRishon, the first way to assess and to address and to define what Makom HaMikdash is, Kishiroes Ritzpas HaAzara, when you see the floor of Har HaBayis, or of the Azara specifically. And he writes in parentheses, that could be seen if you're standing on top of Har HaZeisim. It's possible to see Ritzpas HaAzara, the floor of the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, where it stood. And that's where you should tear Kriya on. However, he writes that he saw in the Bach, Rabbi Yol Sirkis, again in Siman Tavkuf Samach Aleph, writes, it's also quoted by the Pasa Shulchan, the Talmud of the Gra, Kishiroa Hakuba Shel Makom HaMikdash. When you see the mosque, the Alaska mosque, when you see the dome, that in itself is enough of a reason to tear Kriya. And even if you don't see the Azara, even if you don't see the Ritzpa, the floor of the Azara, nonetheless, that's still a place to tear Kriya once you see the mas, because what greater Hurban, what greater Avelus, what greater destruction is there? That's also a place to tear Kriya. Finally, what he doesn't mention, but what is referred to in the Sefer of Achar Kosleinu in the Rav Sriya Deblitzky, when you see the Kosel itself, when you see the Kosel HaMaravi, that's when you should tear Kriya. And indeed, that has become the common custom, the minhag that many have, is to tear Kriya when you reach the Kosel, when you see the Kosel. And at that point, the Avelos upon seeing the Kosel HaMaravi, the Western Wall, as it stands today without the Beis HaMikdash, is indeed where you should tear Kriya. So that is the common custom. And indeed, when you tear Kriya there, that also is considered to be tearing Kriya for Yerushalayim itself. And many Gedolei Israel had the custom to tear one Kriya that goes both on the Makom HaMikdash as well as on Yerushalayim. Other Gedolim, when they walked through Shar Yafo, the Klosenberg Rebbe, Devar Yatziv, would keep his eyes closed until he got to the Kosel. He didn't want to see the old city, because then he'd have to tear on the old city, and then he'd have to tear again on the Makom HaMikdash. So indeed, he kept his eyes closed until he got to the Kosel, and he'd tear one Kriya. Some people tear twice when they get to the old city, and then they'll tear a second time when they get to the Kosel Maravi, as is the custom of many, is just to tear one Kriya once you get to the Kosel HaMaravi itself. But what is the... what should be done, and what should be said? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tavkuf Samach Aleph, Siv Beis, Kishiroa Beis HaMikdash, when you see the Makom HaMikdash, Omer, Beis Kodsheinu V'Tifarteinu, the holy special place, the Makom HaMikdash, Asher Hilul Chabo Avoseinu, that is praised by our forefathers, Haya L'Sreif HaSeish, has become a burnt place. V'chol machmadeinu haya lecherba, and all of the great treasures of the Beis HaMikdash have become destroyed and looted. And at that point, v'koreya, one should tear Kriya. The Mishnah Berurah fills in that when you're tearing Kriya, you should bow down, chayav lehishtachavos, v'livkos, and to cry, ulehisonein, ulehisabel, and to wail, and to mourn al churban Beis HaMikdash. And you should say the mizmor of Tehillah, mizmor le'asaf, and when you're koreya, at the moment that you rip your shirt, you say Baruch Dayan HaEmes, without the shame Hashem, ki kol mishpatav tzedek v'emes, hatzur tamim pa'olo HaKadosh Baruch, your ways are always righteous, ki kol drachav mishpat kelamuna v'keinavel tzedek v'yashahu v'ata tzedek al-kola b'aleinu. This language is enumerated in the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Tavkuf Samachalaf Sivkatan Vav. It's also quoted in many Svarim, including the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, as well as the Kuntros Achar Kosleinu. So therefore, the Chi of Kriya takes place when you see the Kosel, when you get to the Kosel, you should say the statement as noted in Shulchan Aruch Siv Beis, as well as in the Mishnah Berurah of Sifkatan Beis. How exactly should Kriya be done? What is required? So again, the Mechaber in Sifkatan Siv Dalet writes, Kol HaKarayim HaElu, the way that you should tear Kriya, Biyad Umuman, you should tear Kriya with your hand, standing up. V'Korea Kol Ksuso She'olav Ad Shigalas Libo, you should tear all of the garments that you're wearing until you reveal your heart. So that means is a jacket, a shirt until you reveal your heart. And should never reassemble and re-sew any of the tears that you make. But you could re-sew them in a unspecial way. Kemin sulamos means in a ladder type of way where it's not exacting, but it's a bit out of order. So from here it emerges in the Mechaber that the way you tear kriya for the churban beis hamikdash is the same exact way you tear kriya for a parent. Tearing kriya for a parent is on the left side. It's with your hand. It's standing. You tear all of your clothes until your megala is libo, and you can't re-sew them. However, Rav Tukachinsky writes that that's not the common custom. That's not the minhag. Rather, we tear kriya the way one would tear kriya for a sibling or a non-parent. And therefore says the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, as well as in the Kuntras Achar Kosleinu, you can tear it with a knife. You only have to tear it a tefach's worth. You should do so standing up. And however, you should not re-sew it, but if you're going to re-sew it, it should be re-sewed in an awkward fashion, like a ladder, but not to re-sew it the ordinary way. So therefore, the only type of tear that's necessary is about an inch, which is about a tefach. You should do so on the left side. You should do so standing. And if you're going to re-sew it, it should be re-sewed like a ladder and not in an ordinary way. How often does this chi of kriya exist? So Shulchan Aruch says in Sefei, Hayaholech ubal Yushlaim, holech ubal toch shloshim yom eino kriya kera acher. As long as you see the old city, as long as you see the Makom HaMikdash, the Kosel, within every 30 days, it's unnecessary to tear kriya again. And for that reason, many Anshe Yushalayim have a minute to go every 30 days so that they never have a new chi of kriya. If it's after 30 days, there's a new chi of kriya. However, as is noted in these two sefarim, the Sefer Achar Kosleinu as well as the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, the minhag of Anshe Yerushalayim is never to tear kriya at all if you're living in Yerushalayim and in place where it's within walking distance. So if you're within walking distance to the Kosel, anywhere from Beit Vegan and Harnof, Sanhedrin, Ramat Eshkol, and beyond, there is no chi of kriya even after 30 days, so long as you stay within these boundaries of Yerushalayim. However, if you leave and you go out of town, out of Yerushalayim, you travel back to the States for more than 30 days, then when you see the Kosel for the next time, there is a chi of kriya. When is kriya torn and when is kriya not torn? So what's clear, as the poskim point out of Tukachinsky and Rav Sri Dablitsky, that if you go on Shabbos and Yom Tov, of course there's no chi of kriya, just like there is no chi of kriya on Shabbos and Yom Tov in a regular circumstance. How about Chol HaMoed and Erev Pesach? So on Chol HaMoed and Erev Pesach, it's debated. On Chol HaMoed and Erev Pesach, there is kriya for a close relative, for any of the Shiva Krovim. So therefore, many posts can take the position that if you go to the Kosa on Chol HaMoed or on Erev Pesach, Achar Chatzos, after midday, there is no Chi of Kriya. However, there is a Chi of Kriya. However, other posts can posit that we're more makil when it comes to the kriya on Makom HaMikdash at the Kosel. And if you go to the Kosel on Chol HaMoed and Erev Pesach Acher Chatzos, there is no chi of kriya. And I believe that is the most common custom. What is interesting is other days. What about any day that you don't recite Tachma? So this leads to a machlokas, and indeed it's a machlokas between the Sefer Eretz Yisrael and the Sefer Acher Kosleinu. And Rav Chil Michal Tukachinsky writes that the minhag on any day when Tachma is not recited, as well as Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, there is no Chi of Kriya. And he writes in Sifkaton Yud Aleph, U'mehamulchuyavim b'kriya mekin lovel Yerushalayim. Many people are chayiv in Kriya. Come to Yerushalayim dafka b'chol ha-moed, or b'erev Shabbos, or b'erev Yom Tov, achar tzorayim, b'enam korim. People set up their trip that they go to the Kosel on Chol ha-moed, on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, after Chatzos, and they're not Koreya. Even though there's already machlokas amongst Talmidei Chachamim regarding Chol HaMoed and Erev Shabbos, in Potter as Mikriya, Yesh Lahakel B'Kagonda, says Rav Tukachinsky, you can be Mekel, and if you go to the Kosel Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, Achar Hatzorayim in the afternoon, if you go on Chol HaMoed or on Erev Pesach L'Achar Chatzos, there is no Chi of Kriya. Rav Sri Dablitsky, as well as the Chazon Ish, say that there's no makor for such a thing, and there absolutely is a chi of kriya on those times as well. I believe the more common custom is that people are makel Erev Shabbos as well as Erev Yom Tov. However, As the Poskim point out, Rav Sfira Deblitzki writes and others write, Kedai hu beis Elokeinu. We should think about the Beis HaMikdash. We could recognize the loss of not having a Beis HaMikdash. We travel to Eretz Yisrael, we go to Eretz Yisrael, and we're excited to go to the coastal, and we should be excited to the coastal. There's no greater and closer place, like the Medrash says, Lo zaza shechina mekosel maravi. The shechina never left the Kosal Maravi, even after the Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni. It's the Makom HaTfilah that is so, so close to our heart. It's the closest we can get, Kaviyachol, to the Shechina, to Davin, and a very close encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, we have to recognize it still is a Makom Churban. There still is a Chiyav Kriya on Makom HaMikdash. And thus, as a result, we should recognize where we're going, what we're doing. And as Rav Sfira Deblitzki points out as Hagdama, if we take these halachas seriously and recognize what we're missing and feel the pain and the loss, and if the chitzonius is ma'or the pnimis, if when we tear kriya, if when we say the words, beis kocheinu, v'sifarteinu, asher hilalucha b'avaseinu hayel ha'sreifaseish, if we feel what we're saying, that this holy, holy abode, this holy, holy place has been gone asunder, has been burnt to the crisp, and all the treasures are gone, and if we tear kriya sincerely and wholeheartedly and earnestly, Kadosh Baruch Hu will see that we really do feel the pain, and as a result, Be'ezus Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should return the Beis HaMikdash b'mehirah v'yameinu. So just to review, practically speaking, somebody goes to Yerushalayim and hasn't been by the Kosel in more than 30 days, as soon as he sees the Kosel, he should tear kriya about an inch on the left side and say the pasuk, the verse that is enumerated in Shulchan Aruch, and to recognize what it is that you are doing. That shirt either should be worn the rest of the time that you're at the Kosel, according to some opinions, as quoted by Rabbi Yashiv. Others say, as well as Rabbi Sfira Deblitzki, that you could remove that shirt immediately after you tear kriya. If you're wearing a jacket and a shirt, you should take off your jacket, so the only thing you're going to tear is to tear your shirt, so that you're not required to tear your jacket. And Be'ezus Hashem, Yisbarach, through fulfilling these halachos and through davening sincerely and wholeheartedly, we should be zochei yiratzam milfanecha, shibane beis hamikdash b'mehirah v'yameinu, v'sein chalkeinu b'soros echa.